And when was, I'm just wondering about the formation of Clear Creek County. Was, do you know anything about that?
I really don't. I don't know when they
formed, or if it was at one time bigger or smaller. I just wondered.
As far as I know, they've never changed the boundaries since they first laid out the counties. Now, some of the counties have, the boundaries have been changed.
Yes.
But Clear Creek hasn't. Our districts, you know, are made up of several counties, and they have changed, redistricted several times. But as far as the county lines are concerned, as far as I know, they're still like they were when they were originally set up. But I couldn't tell you what year that was.
But Georgetown's always been the, been the county seat, mm-hmm. where the courthouse and all that's mm-hmm. been. Did so the real decline after that real peak period, and that was just because was it because they ran out of minerals, or did just the volume fall out of the market?
The government repealed the Sherman Act,
I see.
And the price of metals dropped, and it cost more to get it out. Oh, there's still ore in these mountains, but it just costs so much to get it out that. You know, like silver is like $58 a pound. And when gold went up to 800, if you remember,
several years ago,
there was a flurry. And about the time they got the investors lined out and ready, they wanted to open the capital prize. And the town had so many restrictions that by the time they came to terms with the town, the gold had begun to drop and the stockholders pulled out.
Who owns Capital Prize? The town does?
I don't remember the man's name. He lives somewhere back east.
Okay.
And he keeps the buildings up quite well. And he, up until recently, he's had a night watchman on the premises.
Hmm.
But about 3 months ago, I heard that the night watchman had bought a trailer house and moved into the Buck Bay Trailer Court down by the interchange. So I don't know what they're doing about night watchman now, hmm. or caretaker. But Pete had lived there for years, and his brother lived there before him. And it's been closed since, I think the last time they operated was in 47.
Mm.
So that's 33, 34 years, you know, that they have paid someone very minimally, I'm sure. They provided, quote unquote, living quarters. Your typical miner shack, you know, they were bachelors. And at one time didn't even have running water. I think the town did finally make them put in running water for the caretaker.
What were those mining shacks like? What were they made out of? Do you remember?
That one over there is a good example. The brass menagerie.
Mm. Made of wood?
Logs. And adobe or stucco or whatever they used to chink it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And most of them were like that, and a lot of them had dirt floors. A lot of them did have plank floors, but they were very rough. Of course, in the early days, they didn't have glass windows, you know. They just had oil skin across the windows and things. But mostly, they were just tents. They just came in, pitched a tent, and decided they either made enough money to move on, or they decided they weren't going to make any money and moved on.
It really wasn't the sense that it was a permanent place.
No, there was a lot of very impermanent dwellings.
Yeah, that's what I find interesting, the kind of impermanence, and yet this town looks like to me that it was built early on to be kind of
mm-hmm.
a permanent
mm-hmm.
place.
Yeah, this
you know,
town
people
was,
put a lot of money
yeah.
in. But I guess, would you say those were the people who owned the mines? Or
right.
And then the people who worked for them were kind of
yeah, and the people who ran the stores and sold the goods to the miners, you know.
Mm.
The miners themselves lived in shacks and tents and the workers, you know, but yes, the superintendents and the owners and like that had more of a permanent quality to them.
Mm-hmm.
But the miners just came and went. If they had 100 men on the